Haynes's staple salmon, sockeye, had a bad year. But it wasn't so bad for Haynes fishermen, thanks to Chums.
We had low returns to the Chilkoot system of sockeye. Low harvests of sockeye. We had excellent above average harvest of Chum, which rounded out the year for everybody. And that made it so everyone could make their boat payments, which is the goal.
Wyatt Ray Fournier is one of Haynes's salmon management biologists. It's his job to figure out what's going on with Lynn Canal salmon in real time.
There's a lot of modelers that would love to tell you they could model the world. I'm more of a guy where I want to see it. I want to see what's going on.
This year, Ray Fournier's job was to find the balance between sockeye and chum, making sure fishermen weren't catching too many of the former while still hauling in plenty of the latter. But how to do that when the fish are milling around together at the bottom of the sea? Ray Fournier uses math like a painter would use colors. By layering up different measurements, he can create an overall picture of what salmon are up to.
You can try to predict as much as you want, but to me, it's those in-season observations of how many fish are coming into the lake, how many fish are getting caught, that allow you to make a good management decision.
He uses historical data to come up with a basic foundation. How many salmon usually come back? Then he adds two real-time in-season measurements, harvest and escapement data. Harvest, how many fish have already been caught? An escapement, how many fish are escaping fishermen to get upstream and spawn? Using harvest and escapement totals, he can make a good estimate of how many salmon are out there. Then he can figure out if too few fish are spawning or if fishermen are catching too many. Lynn Canal is an especially complicated place to manage fish because it supports two separate stocks of sockeye. Fishermen catch both Chilcat Lake sockeye and Chilkoot Lake sockeye. They have to be accounted for independently. Of course, you can't tell the difference by looking at them. Fishermen rely on the biologists to make sure they're not catching too many of either, and Haynes's managers have a unique solution to keep them separate.
And our port sampling team goes in and takes genetic tissue from those fish, and within, I think we basically have a little over a week turnaround, they can tell me the genetic composition of those stocks, so where they're going.
Fishermen depend on Ray Fournier and his team to make sure both stocks are protected, while still allowing them to make a profit.
So like this year, we had low returns to Chilkoot, so we pushed all our fishermen over towards the Chilcat side, and we closed that inlet going to Chilkoot. That way they could still catch sockeye, they just weren't catching fish that may be going to a low escapement.
But as Ray Fournier knows, dealing with low sockeye runs in season is different than knowing why they happen and working to prevent them. So what caused this year's low run? Rewind 5 seasons, Ray Fournier says. Sockeye, born in 2012, returned to spawn this summer. And that year, escapement numbers were actually too high.
We actually put too many fish in. If you put too many fish into a cold, silty lake, you start to get density dependence. You might have not enough room for all those little fish.
Density dependence means density-dependent mortality, when crowding and not enough food kills baby fish before they reach the ocean. Because sockeye runs were so low this year, it's unlikely they'd create a density of baby fish that would affect runs the same way in 2023. And this year, Haynes fishermen got a lucky break, thanks to chum salmon. Juneau area hatchery DIPAC saw record returns for Lynn Canal chum, far beyond what was predicted.
One of the great things of being able to have a multi-species fishery is that if you have a year where the sockeye aren't returning, you may have a year where the chum are. By the end of the year, our fishermen were telling me they were pretty happy.
Ray Fournier can be happy too. By the end of the month, all his research will be presented to the public as Fish and Game works on a stock assessment over the winter. He has no more fish to count, at least until June. In Haynes, I'm Barrett Wilbur.